All right, here we go. First official video podcast is the Rewire Podcast, Rise and Rewire Edition. I'm here with my brother.
How you doing?
Roddy Blanchard. And we are here in this little cabin. We're, 3 hours north of Toronto or something like that?
3 hours.
This is our third annual trip here. This is a lake called Brady Lake. It's a landlocked lake. And a few years ago, we had the idea. It was actually during COVID. We couldn't travel. That we said, let's find something to do on March break where we can just take the kids, take the families and the dogs. And there's a lot of dogs here and really just go and just kind of be in nature. This is something that I've always had the opportunity to do as a kid. So I wanted to share it with these guys, but here we are, third annual. So obviously it's been working out. And when we come up here, the idea is just to really have an opportunity to kind of step back into nature. When you're up here in the wintertime, I mean, we don't all know, but a lot of people can relate to what it's like to be at a cottage in the winter. And I mean, in the summer, but when you're here in the wintertime, it's so peaceful. It's so quiet. And there's just a certain feeling. People are like, well, what are you going to do up there? Honestly, we haven't watched TV once.
No.
That's what you think you'd do up here, right?
No, exactly.
But our tradition has been now, because Rod and I, if you're watching this, you probably know already that we are very diligent about morning routines. We're diligent about rising, about mindset, about finding comfort in being uncomfortable. And that means doing hard things. That means doing cold exposure. And we have a lake here that's frozen over that we spent the morning chopping through. But Rod, I'm curious for you, because, the winter cottage thing, this is probably your first time doing this. I think, like, other than the 3 years, I don't think you've
I think the last three, the difference between the first 2 years is I was just getting comfortable. Let's just get comfortable being a little uncomfortable. I always liked being very comfortable, except for my clothes. I mean, I wear tight clothes and I'm just... But I got to say, I mean, so this year has been the first year where I have embraced it 110%. I'm really in the mindset right now that I feel like I think life is very seasonal as well. And, let's just talk about where we're at right now in the world. I mean, I feel like we're kind of in that winter season where things aren't, there is a little bit of doom and gloom. And, I feel like right now coming up here, it's building resilience, right? It's just being able to step outside the comfort zone and actually enjoy it. And I think what I've realized, and I think you realized it before me, is what's on the other side of the mountain. Mm-hmm. And it is quite magical. I feel like it has become, I mean, as you know, with me, when I do something, I go all in. And some of those all ins hasn't necessarily been the healthiest thing, where I find now what I've been doing with rising with my early morning, with the ritual of breath work and, cold plunge, like these things are very healthy and I'm seeing the benefits, not only physically, now that I'm turning 50 in 3 days. So
hold on to your 40s by a thread, brother. Welcome to the 50.
Right, exactly. Right. So I am 50, and what I've realized is, I always thought it's like being physically strong was the most important thing, and I'm realizing more and more it's being mentally strong, right? And like we always talk about, kind of emotional fitness and, taking it back again, I'm jumping all over here, but taking it back to being seasonal and resilience and stuff like that, I think right now where we're in this winter stage of life, and what everybody's going through is there's a lot of uncertainty and it's hard, man. Like, I wanted to ask you as well, because I have, people always, ask questions, but you always hear, don't stress about things you can't change. Sounds super simple, right? But if someone was asking you that question, hey, Brian, man, like I'm stressed, the uncertainty of not, closing this deal, the uncertainty of my investments, whatever it may be. And it's like you're hearing that just don't stress about the things that you can't change. How would you answer that? I mean, like, what would you tell them?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think that's a question that affects a lot of people. The answer the straight up answer without an explanation how is basically you can't control anything.
Right.
So the more you actually realize how little significance you actually are in this big picture and how much of the world is just rolling, whether you like it or not, the difference between, you know, stress is how we hope the world to be on the outside versus what it is on our inside. So really, it comes down to a practice of doing the work of learning how to become aware of how you connect with the world. Now, the idea of trying to control something, trying to like, we can have an intention. We all should have an intention for our lives, but yes. Realizing that if it's raining today, and I thought I was going to fucking the sun was going to shine today, and I based my whole entire being on the sun shining today, and it's raining, that's actually silly. Right. That's just going to create suffering. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's our ability to go with more of the flow of what's actually happening. So the problem is that we are thinkers these days. You know, even our phone is an extension of the thinking mind. I say that over and over and over again, but the reason I say that is because we're always trying to problem solve. We're always trying to find a way to survive. Our DNA and our being and our physical being is trying to say, how do we survive? But the thing is, when we realize that we actually are safe and we actually learn to practice letting go of outcomes, having an intention, but letting go of outcomes, right, is where there's peace. But as you know, it takes time to practice that. Now, I mentioned earlier about the cold. The reason I love the cold process is like it really takes you through that scenario very quickly. In a 2-minute cold plunge, you literally go through all of the stages of what it means to fucking surrender.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I want to go into that cold plunge and I'm like, well, I like hot showers. Well, yeah, right. Me too. Right. Fuck. Right. Of course I do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sitting there shivering in my underwear. I don't really want to get up in the morning and go in the lake this morning like we did.
Yeah.
And we actually chopped the hole first, and it's nice to see you actually chipped in on that this year. Going back to Rod's, like, I'm starting to, yeah. 2 years ago, I was like, fucking this. I was out there smashing holes all day long until my tendons came off my bones. But this year, Rod, he made a nice hole.
Yeah. No, I took a 2-hour video because I was chopping away, man. Well, he was on here doing some calls. I was out there chopping away in my tank tap.
But the cold says this. I go in and I'm like, I expect to, if I go in there and try to control the situation, I don't like the cold. And this could be any stressor in life. This could be any situation in life, all the uncertainties in life. Uncertainty is going in and facing a fear, facing an unknown. And when you go into that place, your body will go into that place where it's not safe. It goes into fight or flight. And the idea is, though, when you can train your mind and you learn over and over and over again that your mind is actually running the show, unless your body does so by default, which happens 95% of the time. If you actually take the mind out of the body and you say, okay, no, we're just going to go through this. We're going to be okay. On the other side of that, there's peace. And I just use the cold as an example because you can apply that to any situation that you're in. Let's say it's the economy, it's inflation, it's World War III, it's banks collapsing, it's all the crazy shit in the world right now. But here's the thing. All you can do is control your own state and how you fit in the world. So the rub with that is that it requires work.
Right. Yeah.
It's like what I call emotional fitness.
Yeah.
There's going to be things that are going to send you off your center. There's going to be things that unhinge you. The question is, how resilient are you to those things and how quickly do you bounce back after it happens? Or do you go off center and you start blaming the economy and your government and your partner and your parents for the way you grew up and all the things?
The narrative starts to run.
Stuck in that, yes, and let the narrative run, and then get into a victim mindset where you're giving your power away to change.
No, I totally agree, dude. And I find, like, even as I've been running these 45-day challenges for the last 5 years, and I've grown to love them because it breaks it up for me where it's like, okay, I don't want to have one huge goal for the year. I do these 45-day challenges and I kind of break it into pieces. But a lot of the times when I invite people into these challenges, or if you have clients or I have clients or we have clients that are you know, maybe looking at that option of taking the 45-day challenge, your mind, most people, the first thing to do is, let me look at my calendar. What parties do I have? What this, what that, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, just live in the moment of right now. I mean, like, the self-care is what we all need. And self-care, not that anything's wrong with it. As you know, I love the spa. I mean, like, self-care, all these pedicure, all these things are great. But at the same, when I say self-care, it is the morning practice. It is the breath work.
Yeah.
It is the cold plunge. Like, all of these things where we can't live in the future, but we definitely can prepare for it.
Right.
And I feel like all of these things are preparing me and building my resilience, where I always say, just rise in the face of adversity. 5 years ago, I fucking turtled, right? Like, I mean, somebody gives me a challenge and I'm like, no, I don't. But now I feel like, you know, I can stand with confidence, right, and I believe in myself, right? And I don't care of the uncertainty. I believe in, like, you know, what can I control today? And if I can control this and my heart and my mind, I feel like I'm better off.
And let me tell anybody who's watching right now, Rod's turtling example. 3 years ago, when I chopped the hole in the ice by myself, and he stuck his cute little pedicure toe in there, like, he turtled. Like, he literally was in there for a couple seconds. And he's like, ooh, I don't like cold plunging. I'll run 100K, but I don't like – but that's, again, a story.
Right.
We were out there today, man. This guy's been in there several times. His daughter was in there with him, you know, a few five-minute periods. And you made it look easy, but that's because you did the work.
Right, right.
That's because you did the work, and you overcame that story. We create these stories for ourselves, which limit us. They put us in a box. It's like, I can't do that, or that person can do that. Well, here's the thing. There is a recipe. There's nothing new here. This is just nature. Our bodies are so adaptable. Our minds are so trained. We can train our minds to become stronger than our emotions.
Yes.
And so when we do that, like, the world is never certain.
Right.
There's nothing certain.
Right.
The problem is, we get so stuck in our problem-solving mind. And the left brain can be a tyrannical mind, where it traps us into this thinking. We're like, the only way I can get out of this is think my way out, and I need to find a solution. Right. And I need to, like, okay, so this is going to be happening now. So if I move here and I quit this job and I create all these circumstances, then I'm going to be okay.
Right.
If you just can be okay right here and now.
Yeah.
Because you, A, have the mindset to say, I'm going to be okay here right now. Life happens for me, not to me.
Yeah.
So it's a gift. Every obstacle that comes, maybe if you looked at that as an opportunity to overcome a challenge rather than a problem to take you down and something to blame somebody on.
Yeah.
And then you put a set of practices in place. Yeah, it's not easy waking up and jumping in the cold plunge or doing a training session to move your body, which we all need to do, especially now that you're going to be 50. But I, no, we get it. But the thing is, dude, we're both 50. Okay. We're both 6 months apart.
And this is 50.
This is 50. And I'm not slowing down, man. And I would actually say, like, I've actually probably never felt better in my life mentally and physically. Now, of course, you have a little more aches and pains in your body as you get a little bit older, but I feel as strong as I have my entire life, and my mind is in a different place, you know? And that's work. It's not because I decided to just, like, let uncertainty and let all the worries about what could be overwhelm me,
right?
You know, you have to lean into that. Yeah. And I think, and again, as I mentioned, there is a recipe. There's a number of practices that you can do. I mean, sleep, diet, and exercise are the core,
right?
Not only of managing stress, but of longevity as well. But now, like, meditation, breath work, cold exposure, all these things are so important to create this holistic thing. Even journaling, writing down things that have been in your mind, and it's like a cathartic process to get the subconscious onto paper. And these are things we haven't talked about. And I will shut up in a second, but you just mentioned self-care a bunch of times, and, like, it doesn't necessarily, it matters, but for everybody, we all have a self-care practice that is ours. You know, maybe for you, it's a walk in nature.
For sure. Yeah.
Or maybe for you, it's like a swim in the ocean or something that really you feel like you're connected and you stop thinking, you can be just in the moment. Yeah. But all those self-care practices add up. Self-care is a practice. And what happens is, self-love is that feeling that you get.
Yeah.
And for me, in my own journey, and I say this over and over again, it's like really learning to love myself for who I am.
Yeah.
you know, warts and all of the shit, right? It's like loving it myself. And it's like, when I do that, suddenly I find myself loving the world.
Yeah.
And
it loves you back. Right. You know, and I find as well, I mean, I'll leave one last note on what we're talking about here. And because sometimes we create these identities where we're looking into the future and we already feel like this identity that I've created can't handle that. Right? Like, I mean, this uncertainty, I can't handle it. So how do we change it? How do we change the persona, like, you know, and our identity? And I can't remember, it's on the tip of my tongue, but it's almost like you're creating a second identity. What do you call that? Like, you know, so it's like putting a mask on almost, like where, like even celebrities will do it.
An alter ego.
That's exactly. So it's like, that is sort of like something that you can kind of try and kickstart, where it's like you create this, you know, alter ego that is strong, that will face adversity, that will get into the cold plunge. And you put that character in and you're like, and then you get comfortable being in that new skin and that new identity. Cause like, I mean, I grew up where it's like, okay, well, my family didn't go to university and I came from a rough neighborhood. So I couldn't have this. Oh, you know, and I had this like imposter syndrome where it's, I'd be sitting in front of corporate. I'm like, oh my God, I wonder if they'll know where I'm from. And I didn't go to university and fuck bullshit. You know, when I was able to overcome that, it wasn't easy. But I think that is one of the little, you know, hacks that you can maybe can do is just put that persona mask on and say, you know what, I'm going to be somebody else today. Right. And even if it's just like, hey, I'm not completely changing, but I'm just going to, for today, I'm going to fucking do something different.
Yeah.
And see where it goes. Right.
Yeah. I love that, brother. Now, two things come up for me. And one is just that really a simple way of putting that is you just tell a different story.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it's just a fucking story, because who we are is not bad even. Like when you get deeper into the work, you realize like there's a certain essence of you that is everyone, that is everything.
Right. We're all connected.
And it's that universe flowing through. You can call it whatever you want. And that part of you never doubts. That part of you is timeless. It's limitless. And we have to navigate though in this meat sack, and we have to connect to the world, and we have to find a purpose.
You said meat sack, right?
Meat sack. Not a different sack.
All right.
Meat sack. Meat sack. Good word. But it's a story. Like it's a story, and a lot of change. When people want to create change, it's like, are you ready to tell a different story?
Right.
Because we can argue. You can argue for your limitations. You can tell. You know, as you gave an example, and I'm very familiar with that as well. I mean, I lived in a box of a fixed mindset for a large part of my life. You know, and then I started to like maybe surprise myself a little bit with this and that. And all of a sudden things kind of changed, you know, but when you're really intentional about your story, tell that different story. And then it's like, you just become that, but there's work.
Yeah. No, there's work.
Fucking work. That's the thing. Like there's no magic pills. And so I think the most important thing, you know, to try to stay on the topic of uncertainty though, is if you want to like create some certainty, create certainty within yourself.
Right.
Trust yourself. Keep promises to yourself.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah. Because you know what? If I say I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this next challenge, or I'm going to get up for the next one, I'm going to meditate for the next week, and or I'm going to get up and go for a run for the next week, whatever it is, fucking do that for you.
Right. Well, hold on. I'm going to throw another hack in here because I feel like I needed this a lot. I got used to letting myself down. I did. And you know, like we've known each other for almost 25 years now. But when we do things together, and, or if even my wife or my kids, whatever it may be, if I have accountability that I respect and I love, it pushes me through till I get to that comfort level of, hey, you know what? I believe in myself. Because as you know, I never did believe in myself for a long time, but that was, and again, I 100% what you're saying. But I think that was another little thing that I was able to kind of get to that next step with, you know, hey, I'm comfortable letting that guy down in the mirror. No longer am I comfortable letting myself down. Like, I mean, it's foreign to me now. But I did need accountability with, you know, people that I were very close to me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, that's why, you know, we're doing what we do now. Yeah. I think it's part of our purpose is to help people. I mean, I've found a whole new world through helping people, through accountability, but also, you know, guiding people on certain practices. And we need a community. We need somebody sometimes,
for sure.
You know, at least even get started to get the momentum. Because once you get that momentum going, you don't want to stop.
Yeah.
You know what it's like when you let off the gas a little bit.
For sure.
You know, when you coast for a little bit, you get coast results. You get like, you know, it's like I'm coasting and now everything else is coasting too. And my mood is coasting and everything else. Like, it's constant work. And one of the most important things I learned in this practice, and, you know, because I've been the king of starting and stopping over the years, you know, is when you lose that momentum, you got to get started again.
Right. Yeah.
And here's the thing. There's no finish line. Yeah. You know, I was under some kind of delusion that you're going to get there and, oh, I'm good now.
Yeah.
Enlightenment. Here I am. Right. It's just like, I'm just going to like levitate off into the sunset, you know, every afternoon. But no, man, it's constant work. That's the human condition. And when you embrace that work with love, and again, find what works for you, find something that works for you, but doing it consistently just changes everything. And then there's a certainty within yourself, within your own heart. And then you can say, you know what? I'm going to maintain equanimity regardless of what happens around me. Equanimity really just means I've got peace inside me for the most part. You know, it's never a perfect center, but you know, there's going to be shit on the outside all the time. If I flip on the news, which I don't recommend doing very often, but we need to stay informed, you know, take a little bit in, you know, let that kind of percolate and then let it go. But find your center through your own practices. Yeah. It's up to you.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree, dude.
All right, brother. Reporting from the cabin up here in Brady Lake. Who knows what's going to happen here next? The sun's going to set soon. It's shit could go sideways, but peace out.
Thanks for your time. Hope you enjoyed it.